Hi, everyone. I'm Ashley McManus, Senior Director of Global Marketing at Affectiva, a smart eye company. Welcome to the Human-Centric AI Podcast, where each episode we will interview a thought leader doing cutting-edge work in the AI space. A little bit about us. Affectiva is on a mission to humanize technology. Acquired by SmartEye in 2021, Affectiva created and defined the emotion AI and human insight AI categories. Built on deep learning, computer vision, speech science, and massive amounts of real-world data, Affectiva's technology can detect nuanced human emotions, complex cognitive states, activities, interactions, and objects people use. For over 20 years, SmartEye has developed AI in the form of eye-tracking technology that understands, supports, and predicts a person's intentions and actions. By carefully studying eye, facial, and head movement, our tech can draw conclusions about a person's awareness and mental state. Our eye tracking is providing new insights for research within aerospace, aviation, neuroscience, and more. Today's episode features Vera Sidlova, Global Brand Manager, Creative at Kantar. Kantar is the world's leading data insights and consulting company. They understand more about how people think, feel, shop, share, vote, and view than anyone else. Combining their experience and human understanding with advanced technologies, Kantar's 30,000 people help the world's leading organizations succeed and grow. Vera has been focused on creative effectiveness research and helps manage Kantar's creative solutions portfolio. Vera and I talked about the recent Kantar Creative Effectiveness Awards, including winning ad examples in each category, themes, and trends seen this year, as well as some advice advertisers can follow moving forward. Let's listen in to learn more. Okay. Hi, everyone. Thanks for tuning in. With me today, I have Vera Sidlova, Global Creative Thought Leadership Director at Kantar. Vera, thank you so much for making the time to speak with me today.
Thank you for inviting me on. Nice to be here.
Absolutely. So we've actually hosted you a few times on podcasts, webinars, live streams. But for those who are unfamiliar with Kantar, can you share a bit about the company and maybe briefly tell us about your background?
Yeah, so at Kantar, we are a marketing data and analytics company, and we strive to be an indispensable brand partner to our clients. We work with the top brands in the world, and we help them understand what people think and how they act and how that can translate into their marketing strategies to deliver sustainable growth back to their organization. And in terms of what I do and kind of my role in this big puzzle and mosaic that Kantar is, I work in the thought leadership team where we kind of look at all the stuff that we know at Kantar and how it can best help our clients. And we kind of take it to the world in terms of point of views, whether that's on our website or in podcasts like this one. But we're kind of the nerds during the day and then the kind of the ones who present then in the afternoons, kind of a bit of both. So my team really looks at kind of lessons learned from all the amazing work that's out there and what that can do and how that can help other clients who are aiming to build stronger brands through creative specifically. So my creative is my kind of zone, my home.
Perfect. So let's dive into the topic of the podcast. So can you explain the concept behind Kantar's Creative Effectiveness Awards and how they differ from other advertising awards?
Yeah, so this year, for the fifth time, Kantar announced Creative Effectiveness Awards. And what sets them apart from other awards in the industry is this is the only award where consumers are the judges. So every year we research thousands of ads with our clients and we pause at the end of year and we look at the highest performers, both in terms of like short-term sales likelihood. So how well the ad was supposed to help with sales in the short term, and also the ad's ability to help to build the brand in the long term. And then we take those two metrics and the ads that performed best on those, we look at them, we ask clients permission to share with the world that they were great, and we award them in multiple categories. So we've got TV, and we've got digital and social, and then we've got print and out of home. And this year, we've also introduced a Link AI category for the first time. But really, about the awards, it's just a celebration of work that was creative and effective. It was designed to like deliver on the job to be done. And it succeeded in the eyes of the consumer.
So yes, let's go back to Link AI. So this year's awards include a new category of ads evaluated by Link AI. So first off, what is it? How would you say that AI contributes to assessing the effectiveness of advertising? And what kind of benefits does it offer in this context?
So our primary survey-based tool is called Link Plus. Link AI is its kind of AI twin. So trained on all the survey data on the date, over a 250,000 of ads. Link AI is a 100% AI tool where you upload your video ad and get a prediction in about 15 minutes. Now, we've had the solution on for a couple of years now, so clients have been using it. And we thought, what better time to actually show how clients are using this and how it helps them understand effectiveness in their businesses. So we awarded Link AI ads this year. In terms of how clients use it, they often use it to scale. So they'll test their heroes with survey, but then in terms of like finding the best version or scaling to new markets, that's where kind of Link AI measurement can be most helpful. What this year's awards showed us is that it hasn't been a matter of compromise. Like really amazing creative was awarded in that category. And the number one spot went to a really funny ad for Dettol, the kind of laundry sanitizer brand. And it was kind of laundry coming to life and gasping and all of that. So what we really liked about this year's category was that it was showing the breadth and range of use cases for AI measurement as well.
Nice. Yeah, I was hoping you could expand on this a little bit. So from the winners of the Creative Effectiveness Awards, what trends would you say have emerged in terms of, effective advertising strategies and creative approaches?
I think in general, like marketing and creative effectiveness is kind of a strange beast, right? Like on the one hand, lots of things keep changing and lots of things, like it feels like every year we've got a new world, a new media channel, some global crisis. Like it feels like the rules of the game are constantly changing. Yeah. On the other hand, you've got certain things that are kind of a fundamental. So if your ads don't do certain things, it's going to be hard for them to succeed. And so I always feel like it's this blend of fundamentals versus effectiveness trends. And in this work, what we focus on nowadays is more the trends. So obviously, ads still have to be, well-branded, have to tap into emotions. But we look more at like in the past year, what have they done like on top of the fundamentals that allow them to rise to the top in the rankings? And this year, kind of five themes emerged. The first one was being really brave, whether brave as a brand, saying something that you perhaps wouldn't have said normally. Another one, or being brave as a creative, maybe not showing your product at all or showing only the product or saying things that, again, people wouldn't have expected you to say in a certain way. Our second trend was one that we call catastrophizing, but it's really like a powerful use of hyperbole to communicate your message through a feeling rather than words. And this is where, our partnership with Affectiva really comes to life in this, because Affectiva's emotion AI helps us measure how people respond and how they feel at any point of watching the ad. And the winners in this category were ads that do that supremely well. Like you feel the message. And it's imparted on your memory. It's not just like, oh, the ad told me X, Y, Z. The third trend that came up this year is around like being real. And it's almost the opposite of the hyperbole. So you see kind of these extremes, almost like Newton's law of physics, like, one reaction in one direction and the other in the other, where we see extreme candidness. And so ads that succeeded were kind of going against the grain of an artificial social media life portrayal, but we're showing life as is, even if that meant perhaps showing uncomfortable situations or families that didn't comply with social convention, etc. And so that was quite big this year. And I And I was particularly happy to see that because I think a lot of us were craving content of that nature. And our fourth trend, I think this is going more to the fundamentals, but I'm glad to see that so many of the winners had this amongst them. And that was consistency and connecting with people through a similar idea over time. So actually brands, some of whom have done, refreshed the same idea for decades, and they're instantly recognizable for that. So we saw a big return on consistency. And then our last topic this year was being comical and tapping, you know, entertaining people, again, tapping into their emotions by just making their life a little bit better, making them either laugh out loud or being really lighthearted about stuff. But we see humor slowly making a comeback in advertising. And I was glad that we saw that continue this year. So those are five themes. Really range, you know, they range across. It doesn't mean that to be successful, you've got to have all five. Right. But again, it's things that resonated and were kind of common amongst the creme de la creme of the ads that we tested last year.
Yes. And these themes are fascinating. And I was hoping you could discuss some examples of winning ads that particularly stood out in terms of both, you know, creativity and effectiveness for these themes.
Yeah, so there are a couple, really. I think that the first one that I want to talk about is the chocolate brand. I mean, who doesn't like talking about chocolate? So the chocolate brand Cadbury. And in South Africa, one of their ads won, and under the theme of being candid and being real, the ad shows, and it's a really short one, but it shows a son giving chocolate to his dad as his dad is going on a first date. And, you know, those are the kinds of situations that we don't see in advertising as often as we see them in real life. And kind of just showing this, kind of validating that there are different types of families and different types of situations, and kind of showing these acts of generosity was quite powerful. So I think that was one, for me, that was a standout. Another one in a slightly different vein, but connected to courage, but also real life in some way, was for a motorcycle brand called the Royal Enfield. And for those of you who, you know, have seen automotive advertising recently, it's often quite focused on the driver, on the features of the car, on where they're going. And this brand quite courageously decided to do almost none of that. So they show the motorcycles standing still, and around them, the people who love their bikes. And so it was this beautiful ad from India. It's like, in terms of craft, it's great. It was a great piece of a YouTube copy. And you finished kind of watching that ad feeling like, oh my God, I'm proud of that bike, and you don't even own it, or I don't at least. And so it really transmits that emotional experience of what it is like. And what they also did is that they actually invited people to share pictures of them and the bike afterwards. And there was a kind of a social media activation connected to it. But I really like about that one is that element of courage, is like stepping outside of the category, kind of conventions, creative conventions, and creating something that's unique. I mean, there's so many I could talk about. The last one I will mention, because I think it's also quite important when we talk about return of humor. Yes, humor has a tremendous power. I mean, people love to laugh. You know, people in general, like if they are sharing advertising, it's probably because it made them feel something. Yeah. And humor is a way of getting that done often. But one winner used humor perhaps somewhere where people wouldn't expect it. And so the brand Tenamen, which is a brand of incontinence pads, created an ad that talks about male incontinence, but uses humor. And it shows a man like standing by an aquarium and actually talking about the problem. And the entire thing is light. So you're willing to listen to it. You don't look away. And at the same time, you know, the message is communicated and the brand's front and center. So I think what that shows is that no topic is off limits. And if it is a part of your strategy, humor can be very powerful, and it can kind of help communicate difficult topics in society and break some taboos as well. So those would be the three that I would call out. But obviously, we've awarded a number of ads this year. You know, we don't have the time to cover everything, but I think these would be some of my personal standouts.
Perfect. Great examples. So I'm curious what your thoughts are, you know, on how, you know, based on your background, your knowledge, what you've seen here, what are your thoughts on how brands can leverage these insights and learnings from the winning ads to improve their own advertising strategies?
I think, you know, and when I talk to clients as well, like different brands are at different kind of parts of their journey. They have different challenges that they're encountering in their business. And sometimes things can be going well in one market and not so well in another. Or maybe you've just undergone a massive repositioning. So people are in different places. But in general, what I think, looking at ads that won in the eyes of consumers, what that can do is like put up a little bit of a mirror, and then you can think about like where is my work in this? Like, am I? And you could look at it through the prism of fundamentals, because all of these do well on the fundamentals. Yes. Or you could look at it through the prism of trends. Like, actually, am I doing what the best are doing as well? And for some, it's going to be a blend of the two. For some, it's going to be a look at more of the, am I actually putting something out there that stands out? Is it ownable to me? For some, it's going to be about the depth of the connection they form and how well they've tapped into culture, for example. But I think of it as a kind of an inspirational look in the mirror and having a chance to get a little bit of inspiration how things can be done. And what I think is particularly inspiring about this year's winners is that they span so many categories. And there's a virtual city being built in Saudi Arabia. There is a, you know, eyewear provider in there. You've got chocolate, you've got drinks, you've got pretty much everything in there. So no category should feel like they can't learn from this.
Right.
There's something in it for everyone.
Awesome. So now, looking ahead to the future, what do you see as the next big trend or any upcoming challenges in advertising effectiveness?
I think that the challenge, and we saw it a little bit with the courage theme this year, is that we see that consumers are increasingly, they have higher expectations of brands, especially in terms of values. And if a brand does something that doesn't necessarily sit well with a consumer's value system or belief, consumers have the means and the will and the time to react.
Yes.
And for some brands, this is an extremely sensitive time to be in. And we saw amongst the winners that courage, when grounded in the brand, but also grounded in the consumers, paid off. So it doesn't mean the courage is off the table, but I do think it's going to continue to be the challenge of our time. Mm-hmm. We have very conscious consumers. We've got consumers who are vocal, can be vocal, which is a great thing. Brands have to manage that, and they have to manage that through their comms and really think about what it is that can help them connect with people, what cuts across if that's what they're thinking, you know, about doing broad targets, or if there is a certain thing that they want to stand by, like, are they willing to sacrifice on the basis of value? So I think that's going to continue to be a big topic, both from a kind of brand standpoint, but also creative, like how you bring some of those values to life, how you choose to talk about things, and what you choose to do with your creative when there is backlash, there's, you know, so I think that that's going to continue to be the thing. Another bit that I think is probably going to continue and perhaps get even more intense is we see, you know, shifting media strategies from different clients. So there's, again, the media landscape continues to be more and more complex, and creatively to succeed, you will continue to need to tailor and understand the specificity of those channels, understand what it means to connect on TikTok versus Snap, you know, versus other platforms. And probably when we talk in a year from now, there's going to be a couple new ones out there.
Yeah.
So I think a continued need to experience the world through the eyes of the consumer and understand the different mindsets people are in. But ultimately, I think what underlines both of these is that people don't want to be interrupted. So creating content that is desirable, brings them something, leaves them feeling something, will be important. And I think it just will keep becoming even more important as more platforms appear and as people's expectations of advertising increase.
Yeah, absolutely. So we've covered a lot of ground here today. I'm just curious if there's one, you know, takeaway you'd have for our conversation today for people listening, what would it be?
I think it would just be about the power of creative. So it really can help you connect so much with the audience. And we see that better creative delivers 4 times the return of marketing investment over one that's low quality. So really just taking away how much you have in control in terms of creative and how much you can influence whether you predispose your brand to more people through the kind of work you put out there. That's what I think is the most important, is that creative can bring new people to your brand and you shouldn't underestimate its potential.
Fascinating. Love that. Okay. So where can listeners go to learn more? Or is there anything you want to plug or kind of showcase a little bit?
So wherever you get your podcasts, there will be a notes section. And in the notes section, we'll include a link to the booklet and the webinar where you can see all of this year's Kantar Creative Effectiveness Award winners. Or you can watch the webinar if you want to kind of hear from the winners and more about them in depth. But the booklet gives you the full download of who won and why, with links to the ads as well. So if you want to be inspired, do check that out.
Awesome. Fascinating. Yes, we will link them all in our show notes. So definitely check those out. Those are really interesting. So that is all I have for you today, Vera. Once again, thank you so much for your time. It's a pleasure speaking again with you as always.
Thank you.
I thought Vera had some fascinating insights as well as lessons learned from each category's winners this year. I personally loved how humor seems to be making a comeback in ads, especially helping in communicating difficult topics. In addition to the very concept of these ads as judged by consumers, gives brands an inspirational look in the mirror in terms of how they are resonating with their target audiences. I hope you enjoyed today's episode. Don't forget to subscribe to the Human-Centric AI podcast on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, or wherever you get your podcast for new episodes. We are also on social media, so please reach out to us on X, formerly Twitter, Facebook, LinkedIn, and Instagram at Affectiva or at SmartEye to share any feedback you have on the show and weigh in on the discussion using hashtag HumanAIPodcast. Don't forget to rate us and comment with your feedback to help make the podcast more discoverable for others. Until next time, thanks for listening.